Hang on a sec. What's this we found down the back of the couch? Well, looks like a bonus episode of the Couple of Blokes podcast. With huge thanks to our mates at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre, they're in Dandenong Road, Clayton, just opposite IKEA. But now, let's sit back and see what Ox and Marco are banging on about today.
All right. I've got an update on Trevor.
I need an update on your buddy Trevor.
Trevor, who broke in and stole my bale of hay.
Yep.
My gate.
Yep.
Some timber.
Yep.
And various other items.
How many times did he break in?
Six. Six times.
See, and didn't he steal some asbestos-ridden stuff?
Yep.
So Trevor, I hope he's alive.
He's alive, and I'll tell you why he's alive.
Tell me.
So I go to Canberra, pick up a car, drive down to Wodonga, and I'm gurneying and sanding and fixing the house.
You're good at that stuff.
Yeah, I'd say I am.
You are.
I'm very good at painting because I'm patient. And I like painting, as long as I've got the radio on. Yeah. Anyway, I'm out the front and I'm admiring the work. And I look to my right.
Oh, no.
And here comes Trev.
He comes in.
Walking down towards the house.
Is he full up? Has he been stealing stuff?
And I know it's Trev because he's got no shoes on.
Oh.
He's wearing jeans and nothing else. Never wears a top. Nah, and he's... And I didn't realise how small he was until he got up close.
Right.
All right. And I'm deliberately standing out the front. And to be fair, I've got the shoulders back and the chest is out.
Mm.
I mean, you know, it's like one of those dogs when the hair on the back comes up. I'm ready to go.
Yes.
I'm ready to go.
Does he know who you are?
No.
Right.
No.
He just thinks you're some bloke who's moved in.
Yeah, just moved in.
Right.
So I'm ready for anything.
Right.
I'm ready. I've got the power washer in my hand. So at very worst, I'll peel his skin off him because this power wash can go. And he goes, he looks at me and he goes, "Do you live here?" I said, "Yeah, mate." He goes, "It's my house." He goes, "I need to apologise." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Mate, we all go through hard times."
Yeah.
And he said, "And I do some stupid things." He goes, "Mate, I came in." He goes, "I thought the house was going to be demolished. I didn't know that anyone was here because there's no one around." He goes, "I stole some stuff. I know you've got the stuff back and I just want to apologise."
That was nice.
And I looked him in the eye and I said, "Thank you, Trevor. I appreciate it." And with that, he shit himself and went back.
Because you knew his name?
Because I knew his name. I said, "Yeah, I know where you live, Trev." And he goes, "Mate, I can promise you now." He goes, "I do stupid things all the time." He goes, "I have ups and downs." Yeah. And he goes, "That was a stupid thing." He goes, "I can promise you I won't be coming here again." I said, "I know that, mate. I know you won't be coming here again." He goes, "In fact, I'm going to keep an eye out on the house for you when you're not here."
Well, so Trev's now looking after my house. Like the bloke across the street who originally was supposed to be looking after your
house.
He didn't
do it. Anyway, so he takes off and I said, "Trev, thank you, mate." And he looked back and he goes, "No worries, bud," and walked off. Now, I was going to belt him. Like, I was so angry with him. And now I kind of go, "Well done, mate. It took a lot of balls to come up and apologise."
There's good in everybody, isn't there? I think there is.
Well, and especially when, because he's got an addiction, clearly. So he's on a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
And anyway, I've got another set of eyes protecting the house. Now, so after that, I go across the road to Mark. And I said, "Mark, my house got robbed six times. You said you've got to keep an eye on it." He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, mate. I've been working." And Mark across the road doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs.
Yeah.
He's a snowboarder, works his tail off.
He's a snowboarder living where he lives.
Yeah, because he goes up to Mount Beauty, Buffalo. Okay.
It's only a couple of hours away.
And he's just up here for 6 months. Right. He goes, and I said, "Oh, Trevor's now going to help look after the house."
Right.
And he raised his eyes and he goes, "All right, Trevor's looking after the house." He said, "Do you realise what you've just done?"
Yeah.
And I said, no. He said, "I'll keep an eye on the house for you and I'll keep an eye on Trevor just in case." But I was thinking about it. Trevor's the most Australian name, just about one of the most Australian names.
Yeah. Oh,
you can come up. Give me your top three Trevors off the top of your head.
Trevor Chappell.
One.
Trevor Barker.
Two.
Give me one more.
Trevor
Chappell, Trevor Barker.
You're missing one big one. One huge one.
Oh.
I can't think of another
Chappell
one.
Chappell and Barker, they're the obvious ones, I think.
There's one, I think there's one just as big.
Just as big?
Yep.
Trevor. What, can you give us a hint? Like what category?
In media. Sorry, in entertainment.
Oh. tip my tongue.
Come on.
Tip my tongue.
You've got I'll give, it. I'll give you, I'll give you a hint. Jam.
Trevor Marmalade.
Yep.
Trevor Marmalade. That's right.
Trevor Marmalade.
Big.
But there's not many other Trevs, is there?
Not many other Trevs have made it.
So you're saying for such an Aussie as name, it's remarkably underutilised.
Underrepresented in excellence.
Yeah.
Is it,
so most Trevors are losers. That's what I'm pretty much saying.
Hmm.
There's not many Trevors that go on to be...
Losers is harsh. Yeah. A lot of Trevors are easygoing. I reckon every Trevor I know has always been
loser is wrong. Yeah. Loser is, Trevors are underachievers.
I'll work with that.
I don't think I know a single Trevor now I think about it, which supports your point.
Yeah.
I don't think I know a single Trevor. I don't mean like a famous Trevor. I mean just a normal
one. I know one, and he's looking after my house.
Yeah.
That's the only... I don't know any other Trevors.
What would be the more Aussie name than Trev?
Neville.
Baz.
Bazza.
Bazza. Yeah,
Baz is good.
Barry. Shane. Sharon, Sharon.
Now Sharon's right up there.
Sharon's an Aussie, a real Shazza and Baz, Baz and Shaz.
What about Kylie?
Yeah,
Kylie's a good old Aussie name.
I fell in love with Kylie Minogue. Am in love with Kylie Minogue.
See, I was always the other way.
You were Danny. Kylie's sweet and innocent. Where Danny's, I don't know about innocent, but Kylie's more your girl next door. Where Danny's the girl.
Yeah.
Two doors down.
Yes.
So my brother and sister-in-law had twins a few years ago, and my brother played a joke on mum by when he called her to tell her the names. He said, "Oh, we've decided on names. This is before they were born. We decided on names." Yeah. And I said, "Oh, yeah, what are they going to be?" Shane and Sharon. And mum was in that awkward position where she didn't want to say anything kind of derogatory or, but she was like, Oh, wow, that's lovely. She's thinking, Shane and Sharon, what are you going to talk about?
Shazza and Shane.
Totally fell for it.
When you are naming your kids, though, you actually think about all the nicknames and all the hurt that they could get bullied with.
Yeah.
Like even initials. Like I end up calling Indiana Ruby Schwartz IRS, and I was torn by IRS. Not that it means a lot here in Australia, but it's not.
We all know where it is. We watch movies.
Yeah, they're not great. They're not great initials, but there are some names you just anything that rhymed, you cannot have a rhyming name.
Yeah,
like you just can't. So say it was, I would never call my kid Billy.
No,
you know, it'd be Silly Billy.
No,
or Rick.
Yeah.
Rick the Dick. You can never, it's always about, I can't have a rhyming name.
My mum always had it, her mum, for her initials. Valerie Davey.
VD. Oh, no. VD. VD. Yes. Because when I was kids, we were kids growing up, we used to always laugh. I'm DSI, I'm dog shit.
Yeah.
My sister was RS, so she was rat shit. so we go, oh, rat shit. And then there was MS, which was mouse shit. That was our big family fun.
I went to school at Figgy High in Wollongong with a guy called Brendan O'Connor, and his older brother was called Simon, and their nicknames were Bock and Sock.
Yeah, great. Love Bock and Sock.
Bock and Sock.
Yeah.
Who's coming over to dinner? Bock and Sock.
And what about little brother Christian?
Hey, or just tell me this one thing when we finish up. Have you put the camera out the front so you can just keep an eye on Mark, keeping an eye on Trevor?
Yeah, I've got it done. So we're gonna post some vision.
Yeah,
we're gonna post some vision of what's going on.
Yeah,
nice.
I just want to see Trevor.
Oh no, I'll show
you out your front gate with a bale of hay.
Oh no, I've got it.
I just want to see that.
I've got that, and I've also got him taking the asbestos.
Nice. Hey, before we wrap up this bonus pod, your return to SEN footy is this weekend, yeah?
Yeah, this Saturday, D's v Hawks at the MCG.
Ooh.
So I can't promise an unbiased call, but...
No, we don't want an unbiased call from you.
Good.
No way.
Good. And then Port Adelaide, Richmond on Sunday.
Well, the D's were very good against the Doggies last week.
Yeah, I don't know if it was much about us or more about the Doggies.
Hang on a second. You got two games already.
Two games.
Yeah, the magic. See, more and more is going to come your way.
Nice work.
Good luck,
thanks,
mate.
Boys.
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic. Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media, and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.